All right, everybody, how are you doing? This is S. Anthony Thomas. This is the S. Anthony Thomas Show, episode number 177. And basically, I'm going to call this one, When People Are Glad to See You. That's what this episode is going to be called. Let's just get right into it. You know, I started noticing the moments when people are happiest. When you look at people around you and they're the happiest. When you're the happiest. When I'm the happiest. And like the title of the show, you're at your happiest when people are glad to see you. And it doesn't even necessarily just have to be people. It could be anybody. I'll put it to you this way. Say for the sake of argument, you come home. You had a hard day's work. Your boss was a piece of crap and treated you like crap. The traffic absolutely sucked. Everything in this day sucked. You're a salesperson. The clients were schmucks. And everybody, the whole day just absolutely sucked. And you open up the door. And your spouse runs up to you and hugs you, wraps himself around you, and kisses you, slobs you down real good. All of a sudden, all the stuff that happened during that day kind of gets washed away. Why? Because the person, the adult, the human being you love the most in the world wrapped himself around you and slobs you down. They're glad to see you. They're happy to see you. And that alone, in many cases, can make everything that happened before that moment just get washed away. Right? Say you have kids, right? And you walk in a house and say your spouse is a little busy. They don't come to slob you down. They're doing something. They're in the bathroom, whatever. But the kids notice you and the kids run up to you. Mommy, mommy, or daddy, daddy. They jump on you. They hug you. They kiss you in the head. They're trying to tell you about their day. They're telling you you're the greatest mom or dad in the world. They're all up on you. They're hugging you. They're telling you. They're showing you stuff that they drew at school. All of that kind of crap. And you see those little angels. They look kind of like you. They look kind of like your spouse. They look like the best of your spouse and the best of you, and also the unique thing that makes them the human being that they are. You see these wonderful combination of things, and you know they're yours, and you're happy. You're home with people who love you, and you love them. They're your children. You love them. And all the stuff that happened before, this gets washed away. It gets washed away. Say you don't have a spouse, you don't have kids, and you have a dog that you love. This is the thing you love the most in the world because, like I said, you don't have a spouse or kids yet, and you walk in the house, the dog jumps up on you, the dog's excited and all of that kind of crap. You hug the dog, you play with the dog, you go in the backyard, you throw the tennis ball around a little bit or whatever. You walk the dog's looking at you, you're looking at the dog, and it's just, and everything that happens during the course of the day is washed away because of the dog. You love the dog. The dog is glad to see you. The kids are glad to see you. Your spouse is glad to see you. Maybe you go to a bar and your homies are there. You walk in a bar and everybody, oh, what's going on, man? And they all high five you. They bro hug you up. They talk some crap. They roast you like your best friends do. And all of a sudden you're laughing, you're joking, you're having a couple of beers, or if you're the designated driver, you're having a couple of sodas and your friends are laughing at you because you can't have any beer. You know what I'm saying? But you're having a great time. It's fantastic. Your friends, you love your buddies, your homies, your homegirls, you love them. And they helped all of the stuff that happened before get washed away. Why? They're glad to see you. I think our best moments in life are when people are glad to see you. Think about it. You ever go to, you go into a store where you spend a lot of money. I mean a lot of money for whatever that store. If it's the corner store, you live in a major city and there's a corner store, a mom and pop store, and a lot of money to that store is you spending 15, 20 bucks, right? Maybe the average purchase in that store is $3, but you're one of the people that is one of the more of a major purchaser from that store. You spend 15, 20 bucks, maybe spend 30 bucks a couple times a week. And every time they see you, bing, 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 they think of the $30 that you're going to spend. You're a big spender to that store. And that's the case. And because that's the case, they're happy to see it. You walk in, they know your name. They don't know the other people's names, but they know your name, right? They're glad to see you. right? They know the products that you come to buy all the time, and they make sure they have an abundance of it because they know you come often enough that you're going to buy the pop. They need, if you buy like a specific type of popcorn and you're the only one that really likes that type of popcorn and you come in and buy a couple bags a week, you know what they're going to have? They're going to buy a month's worth, because by the end of the month, you're going to buy all of those bags. And in fact, if there's only two left and you usually buy two, they will take those two and put them behind the counter in anticipation of you coming back. Other customers are going to say, hey, you got any more of that popcorn? They're going to say, nah, they sold them out. Right? And then you come in, hey, got a couple of these things of popcorn for you. Right? They, of course, make sure the other customer's out of there. But they make sure you're hooked up. Why? They're glad to see you. And you feel special. Hey, they held the popcorn for me. That's great. There was a store I used to go to when I used to drop off a relative at school. And I would go by this store every day, and I would walk into the store, and I became friendly with the manager, right? So much so that without me asking him to do so, he would hold things in the back that he knew that I purchased and not sell them to someone else because he wanted to sell it to me. One time there was a particular product I wanted, and this store didn't just sell food products. They also, you know, you have sometimes a store that sells other things. They'll sell household appliances, the small ones like toasters and stuff like that, little Foreman grills and things of that nature. Well, this store was just like that. And there was a particular thing that I knew was coming. And I said to the manager, you have any of those things, whatever it is? He goes, yeah, they're coming. They're going to sell out fast. And he goes, want me to hold one for you? I said, sure. He goes, you sure you're going to buy it? I said, absolutely. He held it for me. And when I walked in, hey, man, said my name, was glad to see me, bro, hugged me up and held it for me. And when I went to the counter, he waved to somebody. They ran in the back and brought it up to the counter for me. I didn't do anything special for this guy. I just had pleasant conversations with him on a regular basis. We made and created one of those, you know, those friendships you have with a person at a store or a person at the newsstand or a person that you, we had one of those type of friendships, but it was enough that he did that. Why? He was glad to see me because I was always a pleasant person to this person. As the manager of the store, as the person who had to take accountability for everything, if somebody had a problem, during the course of every specific day, there was at least one irate customer who made his life a living hell, but he knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that I would never be that, and it was always going to be a positive interaction, so he was always glad to see me. But what happens on the other side of the equation when people are not glad to see you? Do you know how when people are glad to see you, it elevates you? It elevates you. It makes you feel great. But on the flip side, when people are not happy to see your behind, oh no. Let's flip the script on everything. And in this particular occasion, before when the wife, we say wife because I'm, you know, or the spouse was glad to see you. Say you come home from work, it's a hard day, and you expect to get that big hug and you expect to get slobbed down, kissed on, and you walk in the house and you could hear this, you could see the look on your spouse's face like, oh, this person again. Even though you live there, but it's still somehow annoyed that you exist. They don't ask how your day was because they're hoping it was bad because right now they don't like you. They say, I'm hoping, and they're going, how was your day? They ask you like that, hoping, my day sucked. They go, your day sucked, really? They turn their head so they can smile like, good, you deserve it. And then they turn back and try to look sad. Oh, that's a shame, right? Maybe the night before your kids did some stupid stuff and you grounded them, so they're not exactly happy to see you when you come back because you're the one that took their PlayStations and their laptops and all of their toys and put them away because they can't have them for 3 days because they did some stupid crap. So when you walk in the house, oh no, they don't want to see your punk behind. They're not running up saying, hey mama, hey dad. They don't even look up from the homework that they're doing right now because they're doing it slowly. Because they're filled with hate in their little bodies for you, you horrible old person who punished them for doing stuff that they knew they shouldn't do. They don't run to you. They can't stand you. Right? And a dog doesn't run up to you and want to kiss you and lick you and all of that kind of stuff. Why? Because the dog went to the vet yesterday and you had to help the vet hold him down while he got a needle in his butt. And then you're the one that has to chase him down to make him swallow that pill. So every time he looks at you, he's like, this is the guy that held me down. I thought we were cool. But that weird guy in that white coat with the stethoscope and the sticky things, he helped that guy. I thought we were cool. I protected his house and I played with him and everything like that, and he was in the room holding me down while the other guy stuck me in the backside with the needle. I would have bit him but I don't mind biting the other guy. I'm not gonna bite you because you give me food and everything, but I'm still mad at you. And I still don't know how. I mean, he realizes, he sees the bottle with the pills and he goes, those pill bottles not empty. He's probably gonna have to chase me down. There's at least three, and oh guy, I gotta go through that three more times. I might have to bite this guy. I might have to bite him. You rotten pill down my throat. You're a little late with the food too, bro. And quite frankly, I'm a big dog now. That dog bowl's not big enough. You better go get me a bigger bowl, Jack. I'm out of this. I'm telling you, there's a good chance I'm gonna accidentally nip him. I can't bite him. I still like him. But I'm gonna have to bite this guy. I know. You know what I'm talking about. Maybe you go to the bar and you visit your friends, right? And before they were happy to see you, but unfortunately this time you made a mistake. One of your friends didn't cheat, but he was flirting. And you know he won't cheat, but he was flirting. And you made a mistake and you were telling the story. And they were trying to wave you off, like to stop telling the story, because the wives were right behind you and you were telling the funny story about him flirting. They were like, oh, no, I wasn't flirting. Oh, come on, man. And all of a sudden, oh, so you were flirting, huh, Bill? Right? She's not going to divorce Bill, but Bill knows he's not going to get any boom, 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 jiggy, jiggy, boom, da, boom, jiggy, jiggy for at least 3 days. And the other guys aren't going to get any either. And you're the only one that's going to get some boom, boom, jiggy, boom, da, boom, jiggy, jiggy when you go home, because you look innocent and the rest of them looking at you like they're not going to end the friendship. It's not a friendship ending type thing, but you did keep them. None of them got boom, boom, jiggy. And as it turns out, it wasn't even 3 days, because the wives kept talking back and forth and getting angrier. So they went 8 days without boom, boom, jiggy, boom, the boom, jiggy, jiggy, because you don't know how to take signals. You don't know how to shut up. So they were not happy to see you. They tolerated you, but they were not happy to see you until all the wives stopped being mad and gave them some delicious boom, boom, jiggy, boom, the boom, jiggy, jiggy. But you got them in trouble. They weren't glad to see you. It's important to be around people that are glad to see you. Right? So let's flip the script again. You talked about what it's like when people are glad to see you. You talked about what it was like when people are not glad to see you. But let's think about it. There's another side to it too. The way you treat people when you're glad to see them. You can bring the energy too, where you can make the other person feel good by being glad to see them. Have you ever walked into some place you were overflowing with positive energy? I've told this story before. I'm in a store, and the lady behind the cash register was the manager. Nobody knew she was the manager, and everybody was giving her a hard time because, as it turns out, a lot of her staff had called out. So she was working with less than a skeleton crew. She had to run. That's my phone. Don't worry about it. She had to run the store. She had a couple. I mean, she was going in the back, and the person with the big truck unloading stuff, she had to help unload. She had to run the cash register. The people in line were giving her a hard time. All the few staff that was there, it was a couple of new people. She was just getting crushed by the circumstance. This is a long time ago. I don't know what I said. I don't remember what I said to her. But I was the last person in line, and she was finally going to get a break. Finally going to get a break. And she, you could see that she was carrying the weight of the world on her shoulders. And as a comedian for my entire adult life, plus 10 months, because I started at 17, as a person like that, I like to make people smile. I like to make people laugh. I enjoy it. It makes me feel happy if I can do that for someone. And I don't remember what I said to her. I don't remember what I said. But I said something to her, and she laughed hysterically. And she slammed her hand on the counter because she was laughing so hard and doubled over. And I felt good that I was able to do that. Finished my purchase, and I walked out. I looked back and she smiled and waved. And I could tell she was finally, finally, now that the rush was over, finally going to get a break, a breather that she needed. I come back to the store a couple days later. Everything's pretty much back to normal. She has staff. I don't know if it was the same staff had come back or, you know, because it's been a couple of weeks, a few weeks, I should say, maybe 2 or 3 weeks. I don't know if she has new people. Whatever it is, she seems to be in jolly spirits and she's staffed correctly. As it turns out, I'm buying a product. And the product, I forgot what it was, but whatever it was, it was like, you know, when you see something at a store, you want to buy things. And in your mind, you have a number that you feel is tolerable to spend on this specific product. And there's a number where if it reaches this number, you're just not going to buy it. Right. And it's funny how that is, how something could be $15. And you know what? I'm going to buy it. But for some reason, if it's $17, you're like, no, heck no. You act like those $2 are the difference between life and death. If it's $15, sure, I'll buy it. I'll be happy to buy this product. Yuck, yuck, yuck. No, I'm sorry, $17. Hell no. And I'm disgusted that you would try to sell it to me for $2 more. You know what I'm saying? So whatever the number was, I know it was right at that number. Right a shade below the hell no number. And it was, she could probably see the look on my face. I was buying whatever it was. I can't remember what it was, but I was buying and I was like, it was right at that number. And no one was in line with me. And she remembered me. I said, hey. She goes, hey. Her face brightened up. She goes, oh, you like this thing, huh? Whatever it was. I don't remember what. She says, you know what? Too bad you didn't buy it next week. These are going on sale next week. I went, oh, okay. Well, I got to have it now. She goes, you know what? Hold on. She goes from around. She leaves the counter. She goes back into her office. She comes back. She has this little key with these little numbers on the back of it. She goes, beep, for you to sales today. And she gave me the sales price, which pushed it well below the tolerable number. And I said, thank you. I really appreciate it. You didn't have to do that. She goes, no, it's okay. Just consider it a thank you. I really needed that laugh a few weeks ago. I said, oh, I appreciate that. I said, I could tell you some more jokes because I start shopping here all the time. And then she laughed at that. She didn't have to do that. It's like I didn't have to say anything to her. I could have just bought my product and rolled up out of there. I don't know her. I didn't have to do that. And she didn't have to do that for me. Right? She was glad to see me. And the next time I came back, there was no discount the next time I came back. It was just regular prices. But I was glad to see her because she did something nice for me. And for the entire time that I was still in that city and I would go into that store, we had, even when I wasn't at a counter where she was working, we kind of look at each other and point, you know, give like the nod, like, hey, we had a moment a little while ago. I made you laugh real hard when you needed it and you hooked me up with that price when I needed it. And we kind of, you know, kind of like had, like, a lot of times we didn't even actually interact with each other. We didn't even talk to each other, but we just kind of saw each other and she'd be stocking something in the back and I'd kind of be giving each other that point and we'd chuckle. We didn't really have conversations. Our conversations were like a nod and a point. But every time we saw each other, we were glad to see each other. I could be having a bad day and I would see her, whose name I didn't even know, but I'd point and she'd point, haha, and it would brighten up our day. And we didn't even talk to each other like that. That's the power of being glad to see someone. That's the power of someone being glad to see you. And the thing is, we have complete control over that, or we have very, very good control over that. A lot of times we bring in negative energy, but if we sit back for a moment and look at how we're carrying ourselves and how we decide to interact with the person across from us, we can make the choice to bring a better energy into the room. Good customer service is customer service of a company that treats you like they're glad to see you. Good relationships are relationships with people that are glad to see you. So if we decide to treat people like we're glad to see them, and they decide to do that thing for us and treat us like they're glad to see us, just imagine how much better everything could be. So that's why I decided to try to treat people like I'm glad to see them. And speaking to people I'm glad to see, even though I can't actually see you, I'm glad to talk to you guys every week, whether it's on this podcast, the S. Anthony Thomas Show, or my other podcast, As Anthony Says. What I'm not glad about is the fact that this episode has just concluded. So I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. And if you do me this favor, I will be glad to see you even more than I'm glad to see you now, metaphorically speaking. If you love this podcast, and you do, do me a favor, my friend. Tell a friend to tell a friend about this podcast. This podcast has, this is episode 177. The other podcast has probably, I don't know, 400 or 500 episodes of that. If you like this podcast, if you like that podcast, tell a friend to tell a friend to check it out. If you haven't subscribed, please do. If you see it online, spread the word about the podcast. I would really appreciate it. And if you have the opportunity to, I would consider it an honor and a blessing if you were to rate this podcast 5 stars, please, 5 stars. And I would really, really appreciate that. My friends, as always, it's been my pleasure to talk to you. I am S. Anthony Thomas. You are the coolest listeners on the planet. I know that for a fact. I will talk to you next time. Much love to you all, my friends. Take care.